This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Got the new poll up, Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It's only been up for a couple minutes. Would you trade for a corner? They didn't trade for Davante Adams, didn't trade for Amari Cooper. Would you trade for corner? It's actually similar right now. So the other one was 83%, I believe. No, don't trade. You know, don't trade for the wide receivers. This one's 84% trade for the corner so far. It's only been up for a couple minutes.
So they would,
yes, would trade for corner.
It's interesting.
I mean, I find it hard to believe anybody that wouldn't want to trade for corner. I guess the thought would be maybe it'll be too expensive.
That's the only downside. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. Like, what if you could get Jalen Ramsey or something? I don't know. I mean, right. Name a corner that makes $30 million a year or something. Like, do you want to do that? I don't know.
I told you a week ago, now it's not a corner, but I saw that Buda Baker's somebody that is expected to be out there available come the trade deadline. Doesn't mean he's going to be traded from the Cardinals, and he's a safety who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the safeties are better than the corners for the Commanders.
Correct.
I don't know that the safeties are great.
No, but I think they like them. They like Chin. What did Chin sign? Did he sign a 1 year or 2 year?
1 or 2 year deal, Max.
I think maybe a 2 year deal.
I think it was like a 1 year, maybe like a $5 million deal.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
I think they like Quan Martin. Not that you can't upgrade those guys. But I do think they like him. I've seen Chin flying around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean they might go out and pluck somebody for cheap. They may.
Yeah, I just don't know who's gonna be available. It's wild. Yeah. It is interesting, though, that here we are, 2 weeks before the deadline, and some big trades are already being made. So
yeah, basically 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When's the last time Devontae played? It's been about 3 weeks,
Yes. He's missed the last two games.
But I'm guessing his hamstring's going to be better on Sunday.
I think his hamstring is going to be fine against the Steelers.
He looked fine when he popped his head
Something tells me he's going to be healthy enough.
Pat McAfee.
Yeah. I mean, they're all in now. They got to start making a big-time move.
And it does look like Jeremy Chin signed a 1 year, it says $4.1 million contract.
So only 1 year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they could clearly move on.
A lot of guys on 1 and 2 year prove it type deals for not a ton of money.
Well,
for
most
the
of those guys are older guys that signed the 1 year deals, right? They're mostly older guys.
Yeah, I would guess.
I mean,
for
Jeremy
the most
Chin's
part.
Only 26.
Yeah. That's why I thought he signed a 2.
So here's the breakdown on the Devontae deal. The Raiders get a 25, obviously next year's conditional third rounder, but it can move to a second rounder if a few things happen. One, if he is a first or second team all pro, or if he's on the Jets active roster if they make the AFC championship.
First or second team all pro is going to be pretty difficult.
That'll be difficult.
That's going to be tough.
Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I mean.
You can go down the receivers. There's a bunch of guys who are thriving. Nico correct. Collins is off to a good start.
So I think it's probably only going to be if they get to the AFC Championship game.
So most likely a third round pick.
Likely a third round pick unless they get to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, a Jahan Dotson.
Right.
Well, yeah. Jahan, I'm telling you now, is not even worth a seventh rounder. I've never seen a guy's stock drop so much.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's Peter's basically swindling Howie Roseman, one of the better personnel guys in the league. Like, that guy's well-respected around the NFL.
I mean, maybe Dotson will turn around at some point, but he's not getting on the field right now.
Yeah, not
whoever that slot receiver is, that white guy was ahead of him. I remember a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
What it shows is when a team wants to feature you, they can. You know what I mean? Like if they're invested in you and they want to feature you, they can. But if a team is not invested in you and it's just pure talent and or whatever, these guys can get lost.
As long as A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are healthy, he's going to be seeing a lot of pine. He's going to be watching a lot of games from the sideline.
Which surprised me because Brown and Devonta were out at the same time.
Right.
And he still wasn't targeted.
Yeah, and when those guys are
they just throwing
and playing,
to tight ends
yeah,
and to Barkley.
His target share is going to be like 3%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just, if that.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
He's gone.
Let's open up the Junkie Sports page. You can fill us in on what else is going on in the world of sports beyond the trades. I know that Yankees are up 2-0, right?
Yankees are up 2-0, but we'll stay in the NFL just for a second here. We just kind of broke down the Devontae trade. We talked about Cooper going to Buffalo, and obviously Cooper is a big name receiver. Browns are terrible, so they said, "All right, we'll take whatever we can get." So the Bills are going to send a 6th round pick for next year, a 3rd round pick for next year, and then a 7th round pick for the year after. So 2 2025 picks, and then 1 2026 pick are going to Cleveland from Buffalo.
Hmm. That's good. I mean, for some reason, I like Josh Allen, so give him another weapon.
He's in the final season of a 5-year deal. He originally signed with the Cowboys. We kind of broke down all the teams he played for. Cleveland converted the majority of Cooper's $20 million base salary into a signing bonus. So he's pretty cheap for this year.
It's kind of weird how he's got a big name. But he's not super duper explosive, so he's kind of like underappreciated. I feel like
he's not as flashy as some of the bigger names.
Yeah, I mean he's not a CD, but
he's kind of solid.
He's very solid.
But I mean,
solid.
When you look at it, he's got again 4 1,000-yard seasons in the last 5.
But it helps Josh Allen because only 3 other quarterbacks are averaging fewer completions per game when targeting wideouts than Josh Allen: Jacoby Brissett, Will Levis, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So he's not a superstar, but he's an adequate piece that helps that offense.
I thought Keon Coleman would be a bigger part of the offense than he is.
Yeah.
But if you look at Cooper's overall numbers, he's been in the league 10 years or so. But he's got 62 touchdowns. He's been pretty consistent in terms of scoring touchdowns. Not this year because they're offense is terrible, but he's anywhere between that 6 to 9 touchdown range. So I think he could help them. He could absolutely help them. And that's what they need. A couple other NFL notes. Brandon McManus is back in the league.
Saw that. Signs a 1-year deal.
Brandon McManus, of course, was signed by Washington in the offseason, but had the sexual assault allegations.
I thought they said they were going to refile the charges right away. They never did, huh?
No, because
they're just talking smack.
They didn't find enough evidence.
Wow.
So he's back with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings kicker I can't remember his name. I should have it.
No, he signed with the Packers.
I'm sorry, the Packers. Yeah. Right, the Packers kicker.
They were trotting out a dude named like Narvison.
Narvison led the league in missed field goals.
Right. And they said, we can't have this.
So McManus is in.
Right.
He's back in the league.
Well, good for him.
We'll see how long it lasts. I've been thrilled with our kicker. I can't believe Seibert made that 55-yarder.
I know.
He made it look easy. I mean,
that was kind of surprising me. I thought he was going to miss that one.
I thought he was going to miss it short because he just kicks these short kickoffs. Now, everybody's telling me he's doing it on purpose. Maybe he is. It doesn't look like he's taking a long approach. So maybe that is the idea. But I hate these short kickoffs. I think they're going to burn us.
Has the dynamic kickoff, has that juiced up returns in the NFL?
That's a great question.
Because I haven't seen it. I personally have not seen a bunch of, explosive NFL kickoff returns.
I actually think it maybe has a little
bit. I think it's minimizing concussions, which is good.
I think there's been two.
There have been two?
Chenault had a kickoff return against the 49ers last Thursday night.
Yeah.
No, and of course, Eckler had one turned back.
Right.
Correct.
But I actually think there have been some more bigger returns, but that's just my speculation.
Yeah, you'd have to look at the numbers.
Feel.
It seems like there have been.
Yeah, I feel like they're bigger lanes.
Bad news for the Giants. Their starting left tackle, who's a stud, Andrew Thomas, is going to miss an extended period of time. He's got, I think he's got Liz Frank. He's 25. Still considering options. He could be facing surgery, but looks like he's going to be out. He might be out for the year.
It's good news for the Commanders. The
injury occurred in this last week's game against Cincinnati. They lost 17-7. But, you know, the Giants offensive line has been better this year. But now you're losing your starting left tackle. Not good. So they're going to have to replace him for a while. The owners have approved Tom Brady's bid to buy the Raiders. This is just so interesting because, you know, he calls games.
Right.
Now, he does have restrictions. He's got a lot of restrictions. He can't go into meetings. He can't go into the facility during the week. He can't go into coaches' meetings.
For any team?
For any team.
Wow. And CBS agreed to that, or whoever's paying him.
Fox.
Fox is overpaying him.
So he can't do those sit-downs where you really get valuable information.
He can't. He's barred from weekly production meetings with the players and coaches and games he's going to cover. He can't be.
Can he zoom in, or he's just
no? Can't he? Cannot he? Can't not know what their game plan is for the week.
That makes sense.
So it makes it harder for him.
But it makes it harder for him as a broadcaster.
As a broadcaster.
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem with it. If I'm Fox, I got a problem with it.
He can't, he can't meet with players and coaches. He can't be in another team's facility during the week. He can't watch practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these analysts, they watch all the practices.
Sure. All right. They come in a few days early and do all those things.
So they know exactly what the game plan is.
Yeah.
Well, and they have anecdotes. It gives you a ton of anecdotes during the broadcast.
Yeah,
all right, I'm going to make a bold prediction here. And I'll be wrong. He's not going to, what did he sign?
10-year, $375 million deal.
He's not going to live it. He's not broadcasting for 10 years. I don't see it. First of all, he's not very good.
You think Fox is just going to pay him to go away?
Somehow they're going
to
agree to move on. Now, it's a lot of money to leave on the table, but he's got a lot of money. I don't see this lasting 10 years.
Think he might have lost some of it in crypto. Might take a little bit of a bath.
I'm not really too worried about him. Yeah. I'm sure he's lost a lot.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see who got a little taste who he hooked up in the ownership deal?
No.
His former teammate, Richard Seymour, got a 0.5% ownership stake.
Oh, really? Nice.
Isn't that the guy that was like hammered and beat up somebody in the bar? Who was the guy that
did
that?
I don't think that was Richard Seymour.
Who was that? It was a linebacker. Remember, it was the Patriots guy. He went.
I think it was Willie McGinnis.
Oh, Willie McGinnis.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Seymour
likes to.
Seymour's just a doubt.
He likes flops,
chilled,
doesn't he?
He loves flops.
Yeah. Oh, that's why
he loves
cakes.
Him
that's
some
why
flops.
Him. Okay, gotcha.
All right. So last night, game two, ALCS goes to the Yankees. The Guardians just weren't very good. They were down 3-0 pretty early. Garrett Cole started for the Yankees. He was kind of substandard. He wasn't great. He had 4 walks and 4 1/3, allowed 6 hits. Only 2 runs, but he wasn't great. But the Guardians used 8 pitchers, and they lose 6-3. They also had a couple of errors. So now they're down to zip beat. Aaron Judge hit his first bomb of the postseason. He's only hitting 167 in the postseason, so maybe that fires him up a little bit. So they're up 2-0. And then tonight you got game 3 in New York between the Dodgers and Mets. And that's, I believe, an 8:08 first pitch. Caps won last night.
They did. Nice win over the Golden Knights, who came into Capital One 3-0-0. They leave with an L. Caps gave them an L.
Explosive, too.
I know.
They four goals.
They had 3 goals in the span of like 3-plus minutes in the second period.
Yep. I posted a couple of the clips that the Capitals put on Instagram. You go to our Instagram page. Give us a follow at Sports Junkies Radio. And we're going to talk to him in roughly 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I love Coach Carbs.
Love Coach Carbs.
Because they put the post-game comments he does to the team.
Yeah.
He's just muddy.
Jason, Verona scores. You didn't wear your Verona jersey on a wacky jersey Wednesday.
I should have
done that.
Didn't even think about it.
Mm.
And it was perfect for today because it's cold. But so you got all the new guys played well.
Yeah.
Chich, I'm going to call him Chich.
Chitrin.
Yeah, I think that's what they call him.
Chich scored.
That's a guy who eats like raw livers and hearts. Like he's all organic.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
You mentioned Vrana. Now he's not new, but he's back. He scored. Proto scored.
Mm-hmm.
And the backup goalie played well.
Logan Thompson, who's playing against his former team, they acquired him in a trade from the Golden Knights.
And that's a good win because the Golden Knights hadn't lost.
That's correct.
And now Ovi's in the 700-700 club.
Yeah. One of six players in NHL history to accomplish that feat.
Yep. So their next game will be Dallas. I don't believe Dallas has lost either.
Mm. Dallas coming in on a heater.
I think Dallas is 4-0.
Let's give them an L2.
And that game's here, correct?
That is here.
And that's tomorrow night.
7 of the first 10 Caps games here at Capital One Arena. Good start for them.
So that's a good win.
Yeah, it's a really good win.
And that's a tough schedule to play Vegas and Dallas kind of back-to-back. Yeah, let's see. Dallas is 4-0. Calgary is 4-0. So two teams have not lost, Dallas and Calgary. And the Caps will play Dallas tomorrow night. All right, that's it. That's all we got.
That's 700-700 club. When you see the list, Gretzky is the top.
Yeah.
And Ovi's, what, 40 goals behind him?
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd have to double check the tracker. Ooh, I need to make sure the tracker's up to date.
You don't even know if that thing's working.
Oh, it works. I think it's up to date because he hasn't scored since the end of last season.
But lost his club, right? His stick.
His stick's right there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
it felt like something broke on that thing.
No, his stick is completely intact.
Look at this, my butt.
Oh, you know what broke? I'm thinking of the Ron Rivera tracker. You probably get rid of that one.
Who cares about that?
Get rid of that one.
That thing's ancient history. So this is the one that matters right here.
Yeah. He is 39 behind Gretz.
Very good.
The thing that jumped out at me, though, was the list had goals, and Ovi's number two, and it had the six guys listed. But the amount of assists that Gretzky had?
Yeah.
Oh, it's close to 2,000.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's 41 behind Gretz.
Okay, so GB Seist, I'm on a group chat with some buddies, and this is the text he sent me like 2 days ago, who he was behind.
Very nice. I saw a similar...
What is the picture to describe for our listeners?
Well, he's right behind Ovi, who's driving in his Bentley, and of course, Ovi's got the vanity plates, AO Great 8. Somebody was right behind him with this basically the same exact picture in downtown Arlington like 2 weeks ago or so and tweeted it. Yeah, Ovi just out and about.
Just zooming around.
Cruising around in his fancy-ass car.
Right.
What does that car go for? Like a Bentley? 250K? 300K?
I would have no idea.
No, I think he can afford it.
Probably.
I think he's good. Yeah. I think he's square. He's all right.
All right, got to take a break with Coach Carberry joining us at 7 o'clock. We're going to hit the skins a little bit early. That's next here on the Junkies.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.